Thanks a lot, Julia. So welcome to this symposium. Before I get really started, I would just like to start by acknowledging the fact that we're on Haudenosaunee territory here today. And I'd like to thank the Haudenosaunee for allowing us the privilege of living and learning here on their ancestral territories. My name is Martin Krayer von Kress, and I'm the director of the McGill Office of Sustainability. Before I get really, really started, I would like to demonstratively take off my jacket here so that I don't melt into a pool while I'm standing. So, sustainability at McGill. Le Bureau de développement durable est un petit bureau ici qui fait partie de l'administration de McGill. Notre mandat est de faire avancer la cause de la durabilité ici à l'université. Puis, je vais vous montrer quelques exemples ici aujourd'hui de comment on fait pour poursuivre ce mandat. I'm going to tell you a bit about the context for furthering sustainability here at McGill. I'm going to tell you about an initiative we've been pursuing that hopefully you've heard about, which is called Vision 2020. I'm going to tell you about a key enabler for sustainability activities here at McGill, which is the Sustainability Projects Fund. And I'm going to offer you a few thoughts on how I think MUSE, you, your students, your ideas could contribute to fostering sustainability here at McGill now and in the future. So, what is the current context? I'm sure I don't need to work too hard to convince you that sustainability is one of the grand challenges for our generation. We're in the situation where we have various crises that are converging, be it climate change, population growth, growing inequities between and within countries, the ongoing inability of our global governance systems to master these challenges. You name it, they're there, they're converging, and this is where we are growing up, coming out into the world, and inheriting in terms of a project for our generation. Okay. In times of transitions, universities play a key role in fostering that transition. Why? Because universities contribute to building the new institutions in societies. Universities contribute to fostering the new values that are required to promote that transition. Universities contribute to producing the knowledge and the skills required to feed the emerging sustainable economy. Okay? And universities are here to train the socialize the emerging social elite. That's what we do. Here we are. We're in one of the leading universities in Canada, and I think that we can all agree that it's our responsibility to lead by example and to be at the forefront of the change on sustainability and the transition towards sustainability. If it's not going to happen here, where is it going to happen? For the past year, we've been in the midst of a strategic planning process here, which I'm going to tell you about in quite some detail, called Vision 2020. I think that what, for the time being, what I'd like to highlight is that if you look back about 2 years ago, the campus was in a situation where there was pretty important conflicts brewing on campus. Whether it was student strikes, staff strikes, disagreements, we were in a period of strife. And I think that I'm happy to be here today to tell you that after a year of consultation on sustainability, we have, at least on that topic, arrived at a point where we have a collective set of goals and a vision, collectively developed vision for a positive future here at McGill, which I think is quite the accomplishment. Additional contextual things, McGill is currently facing its most severe budget crisis in history, which poses some challenges in terms of fostering sustainability, but also poses some opportunities. And finally, right around the corner, we have a new principal joining us in September, which will inevitably have an important impact on the extent to which sustainability becomes part of the identity here at McGill. So, what is Vision 2020? Basically, it's a year-long conversation that was aimed to generate a sustainability strategy which was for and from the McGill community. Okay? By design, it's a bottom-up process. To date, we have thousands of people who have been consulted and participated in our events. You might have heard of these events as being fun, generative, creating a safe space where people can imagine the future, and building bridges between different constituents. We're very happy that this is something that we've accomplished. Okay. In doing so, we feel that we're building community, and we're also building hope at a time where, as successive budget cuts hit our community, I think it cannot be underestimated the importance of having some positive project that we can rally around here at McGill. So why Vision 2020? Well, the situation at McGill was characterized by a history of senior admin signing on to high-level declarations, policies, joint declarations with other universities and so on, and then a bustle of activity at the grassroots, individuals and groups taking initiative to make sustainable, or to make McGill more sustainable, but a bit of a disconnect between these two levels of activity, if you will. So we felt there was a need to come along with a strategic process where we could try and connect this high-level policy work to the bustling activity at the grassroots, okay, and produce targeted efforts towards jointly adopted objectives. Okay. There were three phases to the process. In the first phase, we asked ourselves, what's the current situation? How are we doing right now? In the second phase, we asked ourselves, where do we want to go? And I say ourselves, the community. Okay, where do we want to go with this? And in the third phase, which is actually still ongoing, we're trying to produce an action plan. How do we get there? Okay, if this is where we want to be in 2020, how do we get there? So, how are we doing? Oh, something's going on with my slide here. There we go. How are we doing? Essentially, when we compare ourselves to our peers, McGill is a silver medalist, okay, when it comes to sustainability. In some areas, we're at the head of the pack, like, for example, food and dining here at McGill has really been a leader when it comes to developing initiatives and engaging consumers and their population in terms of developing new practices. You may have heard of the McGill Feeding McGill project, where we're growing food out at Mac to be consumed here downtown. Really tons of new initiatives coming out of food and dining. Other areas we're not doing so well. Energy consumption, for example. We are in a way blessed and plagued by having historic infrastructure here, beautiful old buildings that are really energy consuming and that require a lot of investment in them to bring them up to modern standards, and that investment has unfortunately not kept pace, so we are consuming a lot of energy there. And in addition to that, we're a very research-intensive university, and when someone flips a switch on their cyclotron, all of a sudden the electricity consumption goes like that. And that is also something that we are both blessed and plagued with here at McGill when it comes to sustainability. Okay, there are other examples I could give on equity and so on, but just to give you an idea of where we are when it comes to comparing ourselves with our peers. Okay, so how did we go about developing this vision for where we want to be? Basically, we adopted a very broad definition of sustainability, which you see here on the screen, okay, working together towards a shared vision for a better future in a manner that integrates social, economic, and environmental dimensions. I guess the point here is that, as you know, there have been thousands and thousands of pages of literature written trying to define precisely what sustainability is all about, and we didn't want to go down that rabbit hole, okay? We preferred to adopt a pretty broad definition and then engage the people who are actually on the ground living, doing sustainability to say, what does it mean for you? Can you try and populate this with examples, with a vision of where we want to be in the future? Okay? And basically, it means working together, a process of working together towards a future where both people and the planet can flourish. Okay? So what did we hear? Well, responses covered a broad range of issues going far beyond the green, if you will, or the physical infrastructure is what often gets associated with sustainability. You can see here a word cloud which is developed on the basis of the data we gathered, and I should say that all of our consultations, we treated the response, the feedback we got, the thousands and thousands of small sticky papers and so on, were all documented thoroughly by a master's student who works with qualitative data analysis and so on. Here it is. You'll see some pretty strong themes emerging, okay, which we categorized into five different categories: research, education, connectivity, operations, admin, and governance. Okay, and we developed an overall vision for where we want this to go. Now, I should say, sometimes even our closest allies ask ourselves, aren't you shooting yourselves in the foot by going into areas like research and education? Why don't you just stick to the operations, to the buildings and grounds? That's where the crisis is. That's where we really have to make a difference when it comes to sustainability here at McGill. Okay? And while we acknowledge the fact that, yes, McGill has to lead by example, McGill has to be a model of sustainable development when it comes to our operations, when it comes to the way we administrate the university and govern the university. But beyond that, our greatest impact, what do we do here at McGill? We produce knowledge, okay, and we impart that knowledge on future generations. So if we don't ask ourselves the question, what does sustainability mean in education for McGill? How is sustainability coming up in the curriculum? We think we'd be missing the boat entirely. Okay? So it was important for us to ask that question across the board. For each of these categories, there was somewhere between 3 and 6 goal statements that emerged, and I've got a couple of examples here for you. You'll see that they're pretty broad. They're not goals in terms of SMART targets or, you know, specific measurable time-bound or so on. These are more sort of value statements trying to give us a direction of where we're going for the next many years, okay? So here are two examples. McGill graduates understand what sustainability means, why it's important, and how it relates to their fields. So not trying to impose an understanding of sustainability in any given context, but saying, okay, what does it mean in the context you're in? You tell us, okay? Research, examining the impacts of our research activities here at McGill. For example, okay, and as I told you before, we're currently in the midst of action planning, talking to people all around campus about how do we actually get there. So here are some sneak peeks at what's emerging. Okay, so for that education goal, for example, an action proposal would be to support and recognize a group of faculty members each year as faculty fellows, okay, taking faculty members from across campus and giving them the time, to answer the question, what does sustainability mean in the Faculty of Law, in the curriculum of the law degree? How would it be perpetuated in that curriculum, both for you as an individual, but for your colleagues as well, okay? Another example, so this is the sort of not so controversial example, a slightly more controversial example. On that research goal that I showed you, adopting travel regulations and levy a carbon tax in order to foster sustainability in business travel. For years, McGill has been entirely decentralized in terms, it's a bit of a free-for-all out there when you want to order a ticket and when a researcher wants to go to a conference. And right now it's actually in the works that they're trying to centralize that to make that process hopefully more effective. There's a lot of skepticism out there as to whether or not it will be more effective, but it does offer the possibility of tracking very closely, okay, how much traveling are we doing? Where are we going to? Are we taking direct flights that consume significantly less carbon? Are we taking connecting flights because they're cheaper but they consume more carbon, or they emit more carbon because there's a takeoff and a landing there, and so on and so forth? And introducing a carbon tax, okay? As I said, controversial, far from realized, but it could be really exciting to do that. To give you an idea, we don't know how big of a fraction air travel-related emissions are, carbon emissions are here at McGill, but at UBC, they're about 16% of their total emissions. Okay. So that brings me to the Sustainability Projects Fund. What is it? Maybe just before I launch, how many people here have heard of the Sustainability Projects Fund? Whoa, yeah, great, okay. So I can browse over this quite quickly then. Sustainability Projects Fund, $840,000 a year. It's seed money, okay? It's not intended to be an ongoing source of funding. It's contributed to by staff or by the administration and by students, okay, which is very important. And it's also allocated by a committee which is composed of staff, students, and faculty members here at McGill. What do we do? Here are a few examples. So here's an example of the transport study that was funded out of the SPF, looking at commuting habits for McGill community, campus crops, which I assume many of you have seen. Here, the farmers market. The MAT tool being produced out of our design team here at McGill, which documents the environmental performance of various materials that could be used here, or the sustainability performance, I should say, of various materials that could be used in building projects. The ambient temperature DNA storage project, which took DNA storage from a situation where they were at minus 80 to a situation where they're at room temperature. Rainwater recycling out at Mac campus, and the ecological garden, student-run ecological garden out at Mac campus, guerrilla composting, of which we have one of the forefathers here in the room today, one of the head gorillas. La Cave Bicycle Collective, and the McGill Feeding McGill project. So just to give you a sample of the kinds of projects that we have funded in the past, okay? Some of the impacts, we just did a three-year report for the first 3 years of the SPF. Here are some examples of the impacts that have been achieved. 179 students received credit, 202 students employed, 60,000 tons of food produced, and so on and so forth, okay? I think I'll skip over this, as you guys know. I just want to attract your attention to the very last point here, which is the SPF offers a great opportunity for experiential learning in line with what the Muse here has offered you this time around. Which brings me to this, which is my thoughts on what the role of Muse could be in relation to fostering sustainability here at McGill and beyond. I think it's quite obvious that there's a huge potential for taking your project ideas here and putting them into practice, using this as an incubator to develop ideas and to build on the ideas of your predecessor, but using McGill resources to actually make them a reality on the ground, okay? I brought along a few of the so-called whiz-bang ideas that are floating around these days. Faculty Fellows Program, which I told you about, McGill Sustainability Forum as a means of connecting the evidence and the science we have here at McGill to the policy world outside of McGill and the needs of that policy world, bringing evidence to policy. getting MAC off the grid. We were visiting the Biofuels Net, which is a McGill-based secretariat for a Canada-wide consortium on biofuels. And there is actually a back-of-the-envelope proposal on how MAC could get off the grid by using biofuels. Sustainable McTavish, some of you may know that McGill inherited at least the maintenance and the development of McTavish. We don't own it, but we're allowed to play with it, if you will, and that could really be a project with enormous potential given the student-centered focus on McTavish and the fact that it's at the heart of the campus. Lots of work to be done there, okay? Community engagement hub, finding a way to document and connect on the applied learning opportunities, both with the students who are interested, the faculty members who would like to supervise such projects, and the community members, both here at McGill and beyond, who have projects that could be amenable to student work. Okay. Sustainable Labs program. We have a number of SPF projects that have done pilot studies, pilot projects on various aspects of sustainability in the labs. It's ready to be rolled out as a more large-scale program, waiting to be taken off the shelves. Peer-to-peer funding platform where we could have, and I'm in my last minute, so a peer-to-peer funding platform where we could have matching funding for various sustainability initiatives at McGill, and where the public could click themselves in and say, hey, look, that looks really cool. I would like to fund that one with $10 or whatever and raise money for some of these projects that way. Seed funding for sustainability research to foster research here in sustainability at McGill. And finally, probably the most important one, your idea right there. Okay. So I'd like to close by giving you the vision on sustainability at McGill for 2020. So McGill recognizes and embraces the unique responsibility of universities to support society in their transition towards sustainability. We generate the knowledge needed to create a more sustainable future. We cultivate citizens and leaders who have the skills and commitment to put that knowledge into practice. This is one of the leading places in North America to study and learn about sustainability. McGill, as an institution and community, walks the walk of sustainability in all that we do. Our decisions and actions reflect our role as part of nature and our duty to current and future generations and the planet. Our campus community is diverse, caring, and inclusive, a place where people and ideas flourish. Okay? At McGill, we strive to be one of the best universities in the world by being our best for the world.